Am Anfang dieser Sequenz geht Billy noch mal kurz auf den Gesang ein, der eben sehr intensiv ist, Mount Lathan, und macht dann Ted darauf aufmerksam, dass sein Kopfband verrutscht sei und wie wichtig es ist, dass es genau auf dem dritten Auge sitzt. Und Ted meint dann, er hat Angst, das zu verlieren, deswegen trägt er es nicht so oft, sondern hat es an einem besonderen Ort quasi versteckt. Und Billy schimpft, dass es wichtiger sei, es zu tragen und dass selbst wenn man es abnimmt, man oft noch diese Effekte am dritten Auge merkt, weil es das eben öffnet und verstärkt.
But that's fascinating. That history is just fascinating. Do they wear these in Telos too? This device?
Yes, of course they do.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
It helps them to focus their telepathic power.
Oh.
And they wear them all the time. Mm-hmm. Adama wears one all the time. And of course, the Blessed Sister Diane Robbins. She's been under the weather. She's in a rehab right now. She's coming out of it, but she's weak, but she is still, hanging in there.
She's a wonderful person, wonderful friend. I heard from her son a couple of weeks ago that she wasn't feeling well. I sent her.
Yeah, right. Her son's with her.
Good.
And he's, taking care of her.
Okay.
And of course, through her, he's beginning to come around, so to speak, to her understanding as well.
Okay, that's good.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, yeah.
But it will be a blessing when she ascends, because she'll ascend right into Telos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have they've prepared a place for her there.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely. Well, she's a beautiful person, very sweet soul, done so much to help with the ascension. And
of course, she's been the spokesperson for the Cetacean Nation and for the Mer people and the Hobbits and the Gnomes, the Muppagons, and all those elementals. And she's been their voice. And she's put all their thoughts and all their aspirations and messages into books. And the books are wondrous, very fantastic to have in your library. They're infused with the elemental powers.
Mm-hmm.
And the books are. And as you read them, you feel that power coming from the books. And the immense focus that she has imbued into her books. And you definitely want to get her books if you can get them. They're also in several different languages, and they're also in audio form.
Uh-huh.
If you don't see well to read, then you can also get them in audio books. And so that's a good thing as well.
Dann kam die Sprache darauf, ob in Telos diese Kopfbänder, Stirnbänder auch getragen werden. Und dort werden sie also auch die ganze Zeit benutzt, um die telepathischen Fähigkeiten zu unterstützen. Auch Adama trägt seins. Und dann kam das Thema auf Diane Robbins, auf die Schwester. Und dass sie eben krank war, schwach ist, in der Rehabilitation war und ihr Sohn bei ihr ist. Sie hat sehr viele Bücher geschrieben. Sie war die Stimme der Elementarwesen, abgekürzt. Es werden mehrere aufgezählt, unter anderem auch Hobbits. Und wenn man diese Bücher liest oder eben auch hört als Audiobook, dann merkt man, welche Kraft diesen Büchern entströmt. Und Diane hat sie mit sehr viel Fokus versehen. Und sie wurden auch.
And her website is www.capital.
Was hast du jetzt nochmal gesagt?
Entschuldigung?
Das habe ich nicht.
Nee, ich war soweit fertig, war irgendwas ja. Nicht.
Okay, dann machen wir weiter, oder?
Mhm.
Okay.
So, Diane, capital RobbinS, .com. And if you want to order her books, order them directly through her. That way she gets all the proceeds,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing instead of going through a secondary outlet like Amazon or
right. Wherever. Right.
But if you order the books directly through her, then she gets all the benefit also? Of the proceeds,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing to do. But as I said, her books.
Okay.
Genau. Die Website war etwas abgeschnitten. I need your help with the website. It was Diane Robbins with double B, right?
Ja,
D-I-A-N-E.
Okay. Also
die Website ist DianeRobbins.com und da kann man ihre Bücher bestellen.
Ich habe gerade nachgeschaut, es ist auch das Doppel-N auch bei Diane, auch mit Doppel-N.
Ah, Doppel-N, das war das, okay.
Ja.
Also D-I-A, Doppel-N, Dankeschön.
Genau, und dann E-R-O-B-I-N-S.com, genau.
Mhm.
Und sie schreibt zum Beispiel eben das Buch auch über die Hollow Earth, über die innere Erde.
Mhm. So very, very inspirational, very uplifting. And especially when you start reading messages from the whales, messages from the dolphins, messages from the mer people,
from the trees,
the trees, of course,
crystal family, all kinds of stuff. It's just amazing what the work she does.
Yeah, the crystal family and all that, mm-hmm. and the books help you to make contact with those particular elementals.
Right.
If you're reading the Crystal Kingdom, then you get a direct communication from the Crystal people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're reading the Tree Book, you get a direct communication with the trees.
Right.
Understand the trees around the planet. Their roots are all interconnected, so they have a communication system that's far better than the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Genau. Je nach Buch gibt es Botschaften von Walen, Dolphinen, von den Bäumen oder auch der Kristallfamilie. Und je nachdem, welches man gerade liest, kann man auch dadurch einfach in Kontakt treten mit den jeweiligen Elementarwesen. Und dann geht er noch darauf ein, dass zum Beispiel die Bäume ein viel besseres Kommunikationssystem haben als das Internet, weil sie eben weltweit über ihre Wurzeln vernetzt sind.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
And it's flawless. There's no break in communication at all. If you make a connection with the trees, through your feet, when you walk on the ground, you're making connection with trees. If you're walking in the forest, you're making connection with trees. You're walking on their, your feet are intermingling with their root system. And if you're sitting your back up against a tree and your feet flat on the ground, on the bare ground, you're barefoot,
mm-hmm.
then you feel that energy coming right through the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel the energy that is being transmitted through the tree system, the root system, and you'll begin to feel and see, even you'll start seeing pictures in your mind about the history of the earth,
right?
And you can actually make that type of connection. Mm-hmm. But you have to be very diligent in doing that, because you're so caught up in mundane things, or your cell phone, or your iPads, and all that stuff. And that kind of blocks up against you making direct contact with your elemental friends. And so whenever you want to do that, you don't want to have a phone with you. You don't want to have any type of computer or anything like that. Right. Whenever you're going to make the decision to communicate with the elemental, Mother Nature, or whatever, you don't want those distractions.
Mm-hmm. Wenn man mit den Bäumen in Verbindung treten möchte, kann man das durch die Füße tun, indem man eben barfuß auf dem Boden läuft oder im Wald, oder noch besser sich mit dem Rücken an einen Baum setzt, die beide Füße berühren den Boden. Und dann fühlt man, wie die Energie durch einen durchfließt, wie man in Verbindung tritt, wie die Energie von den Wurzeln kommt. Und wer sich gut öffnet oder gut im Kontakt ist, sie kann dann sogar auch Bilder der Geschichte der Erde sehen oder was auch immer an Informationen von den Bäumen kommt. Und dann betont er auch nochmal, wie wichtig es ist, in dem Moment eben keine modernen Technologien dabei zu haben, kein Handy, kein Computer, weil die das eher verhindern, den Kontakt, und eher ablenken. Und dass man da eben sehr vorsichtig mit umgeht.
So you get rid of those, you put those away, turn them off or whatever, and then you just don't have them in your space when you got your back up against the tree. Mm-hmm. Because it blocks your communication.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have those with you when you got your back up against the tree, your feet flat on the ground, bare ground, ground yourself. If at all possible, whenever possible, walk barefoot on the ground. Or if you don't want to walk barefoot, wear moccasins. Because moccasins are leather, and they still keep you in contact with the earth. So you can wear moccasins and still have that connection. But don't wear hard-soled shoes, high heels, or anything like that, because that separates you from the Mother Nature's essence. And that's just something you don't want to. You don't want to have that. You want a direct communication between you and the earth.
Right.
Er betont nochmal, wie wichtig es ist, wenn man mit dem Rücken zum Baum sitzt und geerdet die Füße auf dem Boden stehen hat, dass man eben keine modernen Technologien dabei hat, weil die Kommunikation blockieren würden. Und dass man möglichst viel barfuß läuft, um in gutem Kontakt mit Mutter Erde zu sein. Wer nicht barfuß laufen mag, kann alternativ zum Beispiel Moccasins anziehen, die eine Ledersohle haben. Ergänzung von mir, oft werden da Plastiksohlen drunter noch gemacht. Also darauf achten, dass es wirklich Leder ist, weil Sohlen, hohe Absätze oder gerade auch harte Sohlen die Verbindung zu der Essenz unserer Mutter Erde unterbinden.
Okay, right. Right. Beautiful. I've often wondered that, because I look at my own shoes, you know, they've got a thick soles to them. And that does, I agree with
you,
Billy.
Yeah. And it can't, well, just like when you're in cities. Okay. New York City.
Right. New York City.
There's only one place in New York City you can go to be in direct contact with Mother Nature, and that's Central Park.
Central Park, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Central Park, but the only thing about only bad thing about Central Park is they got so much broken glass all over the place that you cut your feet if you try to go barefoot.
Right, right.
But way, way back in the day, you were able to walk, in Central Park and not worry about all that, right, because you didn't have all that, devastation or right. or none right. of that
right
polluting or what you call littering
right.
Bottles and stuff like that.
Right.
So and that's and the shoes protect you from that, but still they also separate you from Mother Nature.
Right.
And you don't want separation from Mother Nature. You want to be in constant contact with Mother Nature.
Sure.
When you have that connection, you have a connection that is so strong and so intense that like I said, if you don't want to go barefoot, at least just wear moccasins. You can make them out of yourself out of leather if you like. The Indians, they wore moccasins, but right. they were still in direct contact with the earth. And they never ever built anything unless they asked permission of Mother Earth.
Right.
They never plan anything unless they get permission from Mother Earth. If the farmers of today were to follow that example, their crops would be gymungous. They would have very lush, very tasteful crops, huge crops. They follow this planting plan that's set forth to them by the Farmers Association, which is all chemical or something of that nature. And then they try to quote to them what they can and cannot grow. And that's garbage. They should be able to grow whatever they want, whenever they want.
That's right.
And
right.
And of course, you follow the example of the Indians or the example of Mother Nature, and you go along with Mother Nature, your farm will be the most prosperous farm in the nation.
Okay.
Genau, es ging erstmal um New York City und das ist der einzige Ort, an dem man dort mit Mutter Natur, mit der Mutter Erde in Kontakt treten kann, der Central Park ist, der aber allerdings heutzutage so voller Müll und vor allen Dingen Glasscherben ist, dass das Barfußlaufen gefährlich wird. Was ja auch der Grund ist, warum viele Leute dann Schuhe mit harten Sohlen tragen als Schutz. Aber in dem Fall empfiehlt er eben nochmal Moccasins aus Leder, um den Kontakt zur Erde zu halten und herzustellen. Und dann gehen sie auf die Indianer ein, die eben Moccasins aus Leder getragen haben und damit in Kontakt waren. Und wenn man einmal in Kontakt ist mit Mutter Erde, ist das eben sehr, sehr intensiv und stark. Indianer haben bei allem, was sie angingen, egal ob sie gepflanzt haben oder etwas bauen wollten, immer Mutter Erde um Erlaubnis darum gebeten, vorab. Und wenn die heutigen Landwirte das auch tun würden, wären sie viel erfolgreicher. Sie hätten große, geschmackvolle Pflanzen, gute Erträge, statt den vorgeschriebenen Plänen zu folgen und vor allen Dingen viel Chemie einzusetzen. Und wenn ein Farmer, ein Landwirt mit Mutter Erde zusammenarbeiten würde, dann wäre er wahrscheinlich der erfolgreichste Landwirt der ganzen Umgebung.
Because you're going along with the growing process of Mother Nature. You're not going against her mm-hmm. by following the man's Farmers Association, what you can and cannot grow. And that's totally garbage. You should be able to grow whatever you want to grow and without any interruption. But then after that they continue growing the same crops over and over and over and over, and more they deplete the nutrients in the soil, and the crops come out sickly, and it's just not good. So you rotate your crops. In one year you do corn, another year you may do barley, or you may do grain or something of that nature. You rotate them. You don't continually grow the same crops, because the nutrients in the soil, right, is they know how to grow.
Right.
They know how to help you grow, but you need to rotate your crops accordingly, and don't grow the same crops year after year after year, because that stagnates the soil. And right, you don't want to do that. You want the soil to be alive and vibrant. And when you rotate the crops, then the essences of those crops feed the soil. And so, and it keeps it in balance. When you continue to grow corn, then you're robbing the essence of the soil. Right. And so this is coming straight from my pop. He's saying, you know, rotate your crops, because they're all intermingled. They're all one.
Yeah, they're all one.
And just like you're all one, all the people of the earth are one. Mm-hmm. There should never ever be a separation between the world nations. If they were to drop their stupidity and drop the borders, right, and just be what you were meant to be. You're meant to be gods and goddesses and healers of the earth, right, and that's just the way it is. So you have to understand that God put you here for a reason. He put you on this earth for a reason, to become one with all peoples. There is no, just like there's no separation, there's no difference between me and Putin. There's no difference between me and Biden or any of them people. There's no difference. We're all one human family.
Okay.
Genau. Er geht noch mal tiefer darauf ein, wie wichtig es ist, dass man wirklich im Einklang mit Mutter Erde anpflanzt und nicht sich vorschreiben lässt von irgendwelchen landwirtschaftlichen Vereinigungen, was man anpflanzen darf und was nicht. Weil wenn man zum Beispiel jedes Jahr immer wieder Mais anpflanzt, irgendwann die Erde komplett ausgelaugt ist und man auch nur noch mickrige Pflanzen als Ertrag hat. Und wie wichtig die Rotation ist, dass man immer andere Feldfrüchte anpflanzt, sodass eben die Erde lebendig und vibrierend sein kann. Und wenn eben verschiedene Pflanzen angepflanzt werden, dass diese Essenzen auch die Mutter Erde ernähren. Also das geht in beide Richtungen. Und dann geht er darauf ein, wie wichtig es ist, dass wir eine Familie sind, eine Einheit aller Menschen, one with all people. Dass es keine Trennung, Grenzen zwischen Nationen und Menschen gibt, dass wir alle Göttinnen und Götter sind. Und er ist eins, also auch mit Putin oder Biden, es macht keinen Unterschied. Alle sind eins.
And if everyone was to get together and get that concept in their brain that everyone is one with everyone else, then there wouldn't be any for them, because you would all be in agreement with the other. In Hollow Earth, there is never, never, ever any conflict at all.
Wow.
Because we're all one and we know it.
Right.
And we have that connection with each other. So we don't have, in Hollow Earth, we have a beautiful, harmonious, loving world in Hollow Earth. And we want to bring that to your surface. But first you have to do your part. And your part is this, to come together as one, not separate.
Ja, wenn man einmal dieses Konzept verstanden hat, dass alle eins sind, dann kann es keine Konflikte geben, dann ist man in Übereinstimmung und in der inneren Erde haben sie keine Konflikte. Sie sind tief verbunden, sie wissen, dass sie eins sind und sie haben eine wunderschöne, harmonische Welt oder innere Welt. Und würden das eben so gerne hier auf die Erde auch bringen, verbreiten. Aber dafür müssen wir unseren Teil leisten und verstehen, dass wir alle eins sind.
Come together as one people. You're all the same. You are interconnected with the trees, the root system, everyone on this planet. They're interconnected. There is no separation between them. The only separation you do between you are ones that you institute yourself.
I see. Okay. Okay. Sure.
So, and like, doesn't matter if your skin is dark or whether your skin is red, whether your skin is yellow or whatever, yeah. You're still one human family. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to realize. That's what you need to hold on to. And when you get that realization of knowing, then there's no stopping you. That's why your governments are so deathly afraid of children that have not been inoculated or vaccinated, because they know their full potential. They know just how powerful they are in reality. That's why inoculations were put into place. That's why the vaccinations were put into place, as in the shots given to children when they're very small. Why? Because it dumbs them down. It doesn't allow them to reach their full potential. Their full potential is powers that is born within them, born within you. Everyone has the power of telepathy. Everyone has the power of telekinesis or psychokinesis. All of those gifts that you deem to be special are not special at all. They're inert. They're inherent in each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on this planet is a healer. Mm-hmm. They may not know that, but they are. And I can prove it simply by... All you have to do, if you wanted to get a taste of your God power or your goddess power, you simply put your hands together like you're praying, you rub them together, and you take them apart about 20 inches and come back together very slowly. As you do, you begin to feel a pressure. Keep coming together, you begin to feel a heat. When you get to that point, you stop. That's the healing power you possess. Anything you put in that, in between those hands, is healed instantaneously because of your God power, your goddess power. Understand that. You are healers.
Wir sind alle verbunden, tief verbunden mit Bäumen, anderen Menschen, unabhängig von Hautfarben, Geschlecht, von allem. Wir sind eine Menschenfamilie. Und es ist wichtig, dass uns das wirklich klar wird. Die Regierungen haben Angst vor ungeimpften Kindern, vor Kindern, die eben nicht diesen üblichen Impfprogrammen durchlaufen, weil sie in ihrer vollen Kraft sind, weil sie Zugang haben und nicht quasi gebremst werden in ihrer Energie. Und wir sind eigentlich, wir haben alle telepathische Fähigkeiten, wir sind alle Heiler. Und dann bringt ihr das Beispiel, wenn wir die Hände gegeneinander reiben, sodass eine Wärme entsteht und sie dann aufeinander zu bewegen, gibt es eben so einen Punkt, wo man merkt, wie, ja, ich sag mal, die Luft dicker wird, wie sich da ein Widerstand aufbaut, Wärme entsteht. Und das ist Heilkraft. Also alles, was man da jetzt zwischentun würde, würde geheilt werden.
You are gods and you are goddesses. That's the way it was meant to be, and that's the way it is. The only thing that has robbed you of that is the understanding of different doctrines of different churches. They've taken away the essence of goodness, the essence of healing, the essence of knowing that you're not limited beings. You never were limited beings and never will be limited beings. Mm-hmm. You are limitless. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. The only limitations you put are the ones you put on yourself. If you were to stop that foolishness, get back to nature, get back to your roots, you would find that you would have a much more happier life. Mm-hmm. And that is the way it is.
Okay.
Wir sind alle Göttinnen und Götter. Wir sind durch verschiedene Doktrinen, die Kirche und so weiter, ja, davon abgebracht worden zu erkennen, dass wir eigentlich in der Essenz Güte sind, dass wir Heiler sind und dass wir ohne Grenzen sind, also keine Begrenzungen haben. Und wenn wir wieder zurück zur Natur gehen und uns verbinden, dann haben wir automatisch auch ein glücklicheres Leben.
When my father says you're gods and goddesses and let no one tell you otherwise, he is telling you the truth.
Right.
And you see, in the original Dead Sea Scrolls, it goes like this. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. That was left out of the scripture. That was left out of your Bibles. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it lets you know that you are all powerful beings. Mm-hmm. You can literally, through just your thought, you can restore a missing limb, or you can restore a missing leg, a missing arm, whatever that was done through accident or through war. You can restore those yourself if you know you can.
Right.
And then just like in Yeshua, Jesus, in the New Testament, he says, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only know you can. Mm-hmm. Again, he's telling you, in essence, what you can and cannot do. There is no limit to what you can do at all, except what the limits you put on yourself. Mm-hmm.
Er betont nochmal, dass sein Vater, wenn er sagt, dass wir Göttinnen und Götter sind, die Wahrheit spricht und geht dann auf die, wie heißen die auf Deutsch, Tote Meerrollen ein. Und dass darin steht, dass wir ein Abbild Gottes sind, dass das aber eben ausgelassen wurde, dass wir sehr kraftvolle Wesen sind, machtvolle Wesen, und dass wir eigentlich mit einem Gedanken ganze Arme, Beine, die fehlen, wenn jemand durch einen Unfall ein Bein verloren hat, können wir das durch einen Gedanken wiederherstellen und heilen. Wenn wir wissen, dass wir das wirklich können. Und Das ist das Wichtige, das Wissen, dass wir das können.
Okay, kurze Übersicht. Und zwar, wir haben jetzt eine halbe Stunde hinter uns. Es ist noch eine Stunde vor uns von diesem Video und es ist jetzt genau, also kurz vor 10 Uhr. Wie weit wollen wir noch weitermachen, Ted? Kannst du es übersetzen vielleicht, Nicole?
Can you, okay, now I'm back on, sorry. Sorry. All right. Okay. Does Gerhard want to go to 6 o'clock in the morning? Is that richtig? Or?
Of course.
Natürlich.
We haben jetzt ein Drittel left behind, a mm-hmm. third of the video. Do you want us to continue?
Is what we finished, and it's nearly 10 o'clock in Austria.
Okay. Do you want to go for a little while longer, my friend? It's up to you, Gerhard. Whatever you'd like to do is fine.
Yes, it's okay. A quarter of an hour or half an hour is okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, maybe another quarter. It's, it is...